Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
So most of the time in our annual meetings, we take time to look back, don't we? I mean, a lot of times in annual meetings, it's time to look back. But this morning, I want to spend a little bit of time looking ahead. We're going to look ahead. Growing up, Stephen and Andrew are here this morning. Growing up, my boys were always looking ahead to the next meal. They were always looking ahead to that next meal. As a matter of fact, it wasn't uncommon at all for us to be sitting around a dinner table and the question would pop up innocently, discreetly off to the side as dinner was being served by mother. So, what's for dinner tomorrow night? What's for dinner? Or they'd smell what's cooking and they'd know what's coming and they would ask the question before we even sat down at the table, what's for dinner tomorrow night, Mom? And we would get a chuckle out of all that because it usually meant that someone wasn't very fond of that evening's menu. It's just kind of the way that worked. I want you to keep that in mind this morning as we share a little bit this morning. We are at an interesting inflection point at Maplewood. We're at a very interesting inflection point. And I want you to all realize as you're sitting here and as you're listening this morning, we as a church family are kind of at an intersection. We're coming up on this is a big church bus. And all the people are online, they're on the big bus too. We're all on the Maplewood bus together. Amen? Amen. And we're at an interesting point in our church's history. Coming out of the pandemic, we've had some real strengths. You know, like I said, a lot of churches struggled through the pandemic. But for us, we've had some real strengths. Attendance has rebounded, right? So I've got a little chart. This is impossible for you to see up there, but this is just worship in person and online over the past year. Yeah, and typically during the winter months, we get a little soft. But just since the beginning of this year, you can see how that chart is going up. We averaged 63 in December, and in April, we averaged 86%. We had a big Easter Sunday, but for the month of April, we averaged 86. We're seeing momentum. We're seeing more people. We're seeing more faces come back. And this past year, we've added staff to support that, right? Prior to the pandemic, we had set some money aside to hire a children's pastor, and that slowed us down. But last September, we were thrilled to add Pastor Melissa, and David's here. Melissa's teaching the kids this morning. But we were thrilled to add the Scotts to our staff, and we appreciate Pastor Ed's been on staff for the past couple of years as our community pastor. And we appreciate Pastor Ed and Pastor Melissa, don't we? Appreciate them both. Pastor Vicki and I are excited because we got a team. We've got a great pastoral team. We've got a great pastoral staff, and we appreciate Ed and Melissa Klett and Melissa and David Scott. Pastor Vicki and I, we're thrilled about that. And your board was gracious enough back in February to extend the call for Pastor Vicki and I as your lead pastors. And by the way, the letter for that from the district superintendent is tucked in those written reports when you see that later on. We're also attracting younger families and children, which is a big deal that's happened over time. Got a little picture up here. This was the sanctuary for VBS last June. By the way, VBS is coming up next week. What are the dates, Pastor Vicki? June 11th through the 14th. Mark your calendar. Invite your kids. We got VBS coming up. Programs like Extra and VBS have been successful in allowing us to reach more children, more teenagers, and we've seen growth in the number of households we have in our church under the age of 60. That's something we've been tracking as a church board over time. We're trending in the right direction. We're optimistic about what the future holds. But at the same time, there are some weaknesses and vulnerabilities that we've been identifying as a church board that we need to deal with. Financially, I just gave you a really great update on our financials, right? Financially, we have a very strong balance in our bank account, but our primary base of financial supporters is shrinking. I want you to hear that this morning. We've got a really healthy bank account, but our primary financial support primary financial supporters are dwindling. For the past several years, we've been bringing in fewer dollars from fewer contributors. I've got another chart up here next. I just want you to see this trend. I'm just trying to be real with you, okay? Before the pandemic, on the left-hand side there, 2019, we brought in $155,000 a year. And that was a pretty steady, if you look further back, it was about $155,000 a year. Through the pandemic, the actual annual giving has decreased. And you can see kind of the trend line going down to this past year, which we just reported out. And I just updated this number this morning, Paul, based on the information that you provided in the report. So we were at 155 back in 2019, and this year we brought in $135,000 in receipts. It's a $20,000 drop over about 5 years. And again, the reality is, if you forecast out into the next 5 to 10 years, our regular contributors skew older. And we've had several of our regular contributors graduate to heaven over the past several years. Several of the people who have passed were regular contributors. They were regular contributors to Maplewood. And I'm not trying to here to guilt you. This is the facts, right? We are seeing a decrease in regular contributors. New financial supporters are going to have to step up in our midst as we grow. New financial supporters are going to have to step up. And I'm not talking about one-time givers or special financial supporters sometimes. We're going to need to see a new generation of committed financial supporters step up if we're going to have sustainable ministry over time. That $150,000 that we have in the bank account, if we're just on the same trend, we'll run out of money in a couple years, in a decade. You know, probably more less than that, if you really think about it. And that's just keeping things the same, right? So we got to be thinking about that. And I'm not talking about everybody has to give equal giving. I'm talking about it's an equal sacrifice out of love. Tithes and offerings are really important. They fuel the ministry of the church. And if we're going to grow and we're going to take Maplewood into the next chapter, it's probably going to take more than our tithes and offerings individually to get us to where we need to get. It's kind of scary, isn't it? But God provides. God is faithful. Another weakness that we've identified is that some of our facilities are becoming outdated. This is a picture of Extra. Last fall, we had all these kids up in our fellowship hall playing with their parents. And it was a great time. We had a great time. But the reality is, you know, we have made some modest improvements to our facilities during the pandemic. We shifted the men's room into a family restroom so that we can have parents take their kids in there and change diapers and things like that during the service, take care of their children. We also, in this past workday that Dexter had organized, we did some painting, some freshening up of some of the areas around the church building, which was very, very much needed and very much appreciated. But the reality is that the older part of our building is not accessible to people who can't go up and downstairs, and it's too small for us to do what we want to do. Last summer, the board had a kind of a summer retreat back in August, and we sat down for several hours, and we whiteboarded out and post-it noted up on the refrigerator up in the fellowship hall, things that were priorities, things that we needed to address, and the board appointed out of that meeting an exploratory committee. We appointed an exploratory committee to begin researching potential solutions for our building needs. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? Start exploring what could look different. And we're looking at ideas that will help us have more space, more usable space, that is flexible for multiple purposes, that is accessible to everyone, ground level, that can help us provide ministry needs for our neighborhood and be something that's available for the community to be able to leverage too. This neighborhood needs a community center. This neighborhood, this end of town needs facilities for the neighborhood and the community to be able to access, as well as for us to access. So that exploratory committee has been meeting for several months. We've had some really great discussions, but we still have work to do. I wish I could be here today and report out to you, hey, this is what the committee's recommending, but we're not there yet. So we're going to continue to work this spring and this summer. We'll report back to the congregation once that work is done. And we're not going to fix our facility situation overnight. It's not going to happen. Resources will be needed. We're not going to be able to borrow money to do it. We're going to have to raise the money to be able to do whatever's going to happen. And we'll figure that all out at the appropriate time, folks. God will provide. God will provide. We don't know exactly what the future holds, but we are all on the bus together here, and we are standing within a moment of opportunity. I want you to stop for a second and understand, regardless of what's going on in our personal lives, where we're at, as a church, as a faith family, we are standing within a moment of opportunity today. May 2023, it is this generation, it's this configuration of Maplewood, these people, it's the people in these seats, the people active in the church today, who are going to determine the long-term trajectory and future of this faith family. You hear that? It's us, not them. You know, it's us. This is the generation that's going to determine the long-term future of the ministry at Maplewood. Whether we realize it or not, the baton is being handed off to us. Through the pandemic, I feel like the baton clearly was handed to this group, this particular group, and it's up to us, not just your pastors, it's not just up to the staff, it's not just up to the church board that was here, it's up to us. It's up to all of us to take care of that baton until it's time to hand it off to that next generation. The baton, church, is in our hands. But how do we get from here to there? That's the big question, right? Well, one way we're not going to get there is by asking, what's for dinner tomorrow night? We're not going to get there asking for what's on the menu tomorrow. That's not the way God works. Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus did not teach us to pray, can you give me tomorrow night's menu? Give us what we need today. And I got to thinking about this. Why does God operate that way? Why can God not just, pull a dump truck up into the parking lot here, over in this area over here, and just dump out a big pile of cash and resources? Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? Like, why doesn't God just put it in our backyard here so we don't have to worry about the resourcing for this thing? And I got to thinking about it. It's because God knows that if we got our wish, if that dump truck backed up into this yard out here, we wouldn't trust him anymore. We wouldn't have to. We'd be fat and sassy. Yeah, our faith in him would shrink because the dump truck laid off everything that we needed. We'd get fat and spiritually overweight. And quite frankly, we would stop relying on God and we'd over-rely on what that dump truck has dumped out there. So this whole principle of relying on God for daily bread dates back all the way to that time when the nation of Israel was wandering in the desert. We've been talking about that, this whole concept of what's happening in between. And the nation of Israel, they're wandering in the desert. We've been talking about this since Easter. And we find that God is in the business of providing for our needs just in time. Think about the needs in your life. God is in the business of providing for your needs just in time. Can you say that? Just in time. One more time. Just in time. The people of Israel, they're finding out what wandering in the desert is like, and they're figuring out that it can make you hungry. Wandering around in the desert can make you hungry. Their tummies, after a while of walking in the desert, their tummies start getting empty. And we read that they were actually starting to grumble because they were hungry. What's that Winnie the Pooh saying? I've got a grumbly in my tumbly. Oh, I've got a grumbly in my tumbly. It's my best Winnie the Pooh imitation. They were getting hangry. You're all getting hangry now, right? You're like, it's almost lunchtime. So what does God do? You know, they're getting grumbly in the desert, and Moses goes, God, they're getting hangry. They're grumbling. What are we going to do? And so God What's he do? He provides manna in the morning. Flakes of manna. Tony the Tiger, manna flakes. Frosted, sugar-coated manna flakes. They're great. I love that, Edna. That's awesome. God provides flakes of manna in the morning and quail to fill their bellies every day. And I love the way that God works this way. It was just enough for that day. And again, I've been trying to find pictures of art that represent these stories. I found this one on the internet. It feels like it came out of the Middle Ages somewhere. But it's this picture of manna falling from heaven that was just enough for what the people needed. If they collected more manna than they needed, it would rot overnight. And it would be no good. Rotten, frosted manna flakes. Really gross. Not great. If they, you know, they're supposed to do that every day. And hey, the Sabbath's coming up. We don't work on Sunday. So maybe we'll collect a little bit more for the Sabbath. That was allowed, but they collected more than they needed for the Sabbath. Guess what? It rotted. It wasn't any good. God provided just exactly what was needed in exactly the right amount at exactly the right time. Exactly what was needed, exactly the right amount, exactly the right time. As we're looking into our future at Maplewood, it may not look like we have what we need to survive, let alone arrive at whatever that future destination is like. But I think, folks, God wants us to learn to trust in Him. God wants us to learn to trust in His provision. Because I want you to think about it. You see, in the past, God used a specific group of people. God used a specific group of people in this church to make things happen. In the early days, He used a specific group of people, and He provided them with the resources to build that original part of our building over there. Is anybody here when that was built? Not here when it was built. We don't even know. See, they're gone. But God used a specific group of people in this neighborhood to build that building, to provide the exact amount of resource at exactly the right time to make it happen. Right? And at one point in time, what we consider old, oh, that's the old building, that was a new, fresh blessing for this neighborhood. And it was the seed that planted this harvest that we call Maplewood today. At one point in time, God used a group of people to do that. At another point of time, God used a specific group of people and provided them resources to build the room we're sitting in right now. That was back in the early 80s, right? Late 70s, early 80s? Okay. So at that point in time, some of you were here. Some of you were here. Some of you were holding the baton at that time. You knew what it was like. I've gone through church building programs before. I know what it's like. But God used a specific group of people back then and provided them with resources to build the room we're worshiping in today. Exactly what was needed in terms of people and resources. Exactly the right amount. Exactly the right time. According to His plan, according to His design. And would you believe that Maplewood may be coming up on another one of those inflection points? It's about 40 years later. About every 40 years, every generation, where God wants to use this specific group of people right here to provide us exactly what is needed, to provide us with exactly the right amount, to provide us at exactly the right time, to perpetuate the ministry of this faith family well into the future. Folks, we're not here to perform a holding action. You know, we, Pastor Vicky, are not here to close the doors on Maplewood. It's not what we signed up for. We're here to perpetuate the ministry of this church in the future. And so we are at an inflection point. We are part of the next iteration of what Maplewood looks like in the future. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? Amen. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Amen. A bigger amen. But I believe that God will provide. Amen. God will provide. And you know what? He will not only provide, but he will go with us every step of the way. Amen. He goes with us every step of the way. He may call us out into an uncomfortable path, but when God calls us out into what seems an impossible or uncomfortable path, he doesn't just kick us out the door and let us go on our own. He goes with us.
Amen.
He goes with us. We are following Jesus into a fabulous future. Do you believe that? Can you see that? One morning, Resurrection Jesus made a meal for his disciples. It was one morning after he had risen from the dead. He's on the beach. Resurrection Jesus makes a meal for the disciples. And in John chapter 21, we read, when they landed, they were out fishing. They saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you've just caught. Simon Peter, he climbed aboard, dragged the net ashore. It had 153 fish in it. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Come, have breakfast. Jesus is making them breakfast. How many of you have had breakfast made for you and you were surprised by it? You know, we've all had that at some point in our lives. Somebody made breakfast. Maybe McDonald's made it for you. Maybe Tim Hortons made it or Starbucks made it for you. In this situation, Jesus said, come, have breakfast. I've already prepared the meal. I've already prepared the meal. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was Jesus. It was Resurrection Jesus. And he came and he took the bread and he gave it to them. And he did the same with the fish. I love these stories in John after the resurrection. Jesus serving this meal to his disciples. I'm sure it sparked a memory in their minds. I'm almost certain it sparked a memory in their mind. Memories about that time. Memories about that time when Jesus took the two fish and the loaves of bread and he fed that crowd of thousands of people. There wasn't enough. What are we going to do? They're hangry. They're grumbly. I have a grumbly in my tumbly, Chuck. I'm sure as Jesus is here serving them the fish and the bread on this beach, Resurrection Jesus, their memories are going back to that time. Jesus took that little boy's lunch out of his lunchbox and he fed that crowd of thousands of people. And they had not only did they have enough, they had 12 baskets left over. They had 12 baskets left over. They didn't think they had enough. But when they trusted the master with what they had more than enough. They had more than enough. This shared meal with Jesus on the beach, it reminded them that Jesus would supply for their needs. Jesus is going to supply for their needs in the future, just like he supplied for those crowds, just like God had done for their unbelieving ancestors who were wandering around in the desert. God provided. God provided. Folks, God provided for the Israelites in the desert. God provided for the disciples. God's provided for a few generations here at Maplewood. Who are we to think that God will not provide for us in this moment in time as we step into God's future for this faith family? God will provide. And he loves these situations where we don't see it. We don't see how it's possible. We don't see how it's going to happen. God will provide. This shared meal that they had with Jesus fed their bellies that morning, but I think it also inspired them for the next steps in ministry that they were going to need to take themselves. That's the way the kingdom is built. One day at a time. One meal at a time. One brick at a time. $1 at a time. One step at a time. One decision at a time to believe and have faith in him.
Amen.
It's not about getting too far out in front of our skis, folks, and seeing the impossible. Getting out in front of ourselves, getting out in front of God like the Israelites did. We have to be careful. We don't want our manna to rot overnight. Right? There's a lesson there somewhere. It's not about asking what's for dinner tomorrow night. How are we going to do this long term? It's about trusting Jesus for what we need today.
Amen.
For what we need right now. And being reminded of his faithfulness in days past, not only in that story of the Israelites or the disciples, but in our story. He has been faithful. Even in our story here at Maplewood. And when we remember that he is faithful, that will propel us forward. If we have faith in him. This morning, as we close out our meeting, I want you to know that Pastor Vicki and I are excited about the future of Maplewood. Aren't we? I'm not putting words in your mouth. We're excited about the future of Maplewood. Are we certain what the future will look like? No. We don't know all the specific details. Are we a little bit scared and intimidated by the ambiguity? Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Are we excited for what the future holds, though? Absolutely. We think there are awesome things that are coming in the future, and we know that the work that we do together in this next year isn't just about us. It's not just about us right now, folks. It isn't just about right now. The work we're going to do in the months ahead, we pray, will lay the future foundation for Maplewood in the days ahead. We're praying that we'll be making decisions that have long-term impact. Impact long after we're all gone. My prayer is that what we're doing right now as a faith family, when we're all dead and dust buried in the ground, that there will be another fresh generation of people worshiping here in this place at Maplewood, perpetuating the kingdom of heaven until Jesus comes back.
Amen.
That's my prayer. Some of you are like, oh, I just want Jesus to come back now. Our job is not to perform a holding action, folks, and just wait until we're rescued by the second coming. That's not our job. That's not what we signed up for. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all the nations. He's calling us to go. He's calling us to do. He did say wait for the arrival of the Holy Spirit, but he didn't say, you don't have to do anything because I'll just pick you up on the way home. That's not what he said. We are building for the next generation. And folks, that doesn't happen overnight. It happens one step at a time. It happens one day at a time. It happens when people like us share a faith in God and a vision inspired by the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit, to step into an unknown future and to just fully trust and rely on God. For resource, for wisdom, every single step of the way. And it only happens when we're all on the same page. And that's really what this annual meeting's all about. I want you to know where your pastor's hearts are. I want you to know where our heads are. And I want you to know that we are committed to trusting in God one day at a time.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.